One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, buying your first house while pregnant sounds like a fairy tale beginning, right? Add a toddler to the mix, a house that was literally moved from downtown in the 1950s, and a ghost child who refuses to respect boundaries or linen closets. You've got yourself a paranormal parenting nightmare.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And please press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of the ghost stories that we give to you every single day here at Real Ghost Stories Online. We appreciate that support by subscribing. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Tony, what's up with you?
You know, keeping it real in the hood, yo.
That's so you.
It is.
Keeping it real in the hood, yo.
In the hood, yo. Exactly. Yeah.
You talk like that all the time.
I do. I do. And very
people don't know that about you, that when you're not doing this, you're kind of super gangsta.
I'm a gangster rapper. Yes. It's all like a facade over here. This is what I tell people I do. But secretly, I'm a gangster rapper. I'm very famous in that arena, but I use a different name and nobody knows who that is. But yeah, I'm secretly over there as a gangsta rapper.
You know what? Fine. I'm going to Google find your gangsta rapper name. Mm-hmm. And oh, here it is. The name generator for you.
And
let's see, I'm going to tell you what it says. Tony Bruschi, generate. I don't even get that one.
What's the 411?
Your old busted name was Tony Bruschi. We now dub yo ass Jimbo da Rotsloth.
Jimbo da Rotsloth.
Let's do another one because okay. That didn't really seem
Jimbo
very...
da Rotsloth.
I'm going to try, let's see, doing it one more time. I don't like that one. That's so not you. And it's just...
I think like T-Brizzle. T-Brizzle would be like what it would be or something like that.
So I just put in Tony. Your old busted name was Tony. We now dub your ass Crouching Skull Cruncher.
Crouching Skull Cruncher. You know, my mom was actually originally what my name was going to be. And then they went with...
That's so weird.
They went with Tony instead.
Because years ago when it was kind of cute, I remember like in the... they gave you cute names. Like it was the late 90s, early 2000s, and I was working with a guy, Pat James. Mm-hmm. And so you would take your first initial, like C,
yeah,
and Q's, take the first three letters and add E's to the end. So I was C Huggies.
Mm-hmm.
Pat was P Jammies. P Jammies.
Yeah.
And we called each other that. He died in December, and we called each other our rapper names that entire time.
I love that.
For 20 years. So P Jammies. So it'd be C Brewski, which isn't that different.
No, it's the same. Well, pretty much the same really thing. Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a better name for you.
Okay.
I kind of want something friendlier.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be Jimbo da Rotsloth. It's hard to say.
Skull Cruncher is kind of intimidating. I think
it's
that
a little,
might be.
It just sends something out about you that I don't.
It does. And when I do my rap shows at elementary schools when they have assemblies.
As you do.
Yeah. You know, when they have the assembly, you know, today we're going to, you know, here comes a senator. Here comes, you know, a guy that works at the zoo. Here comes Tony the Rotsloth. or Jimbo the Rotsloth Skull Cruncher. That could scare the kids.
I'm with you.
We got to be careful. We don't want to scare the kids when I do the gangster rap show at the elementary schools.
And then the kids would be like, excuse me, what is a Rotsloth? And you would have to say, I have no idea.
I should be like, ask your mama. She know the 411 and what a Rotsloth is. And
here's another one. Let's see if you get a better name.
Yeah.
Male rap name. It's not giving it to me. Okay, sorry.
Well,
it's not gonna do it.
Oh well,
sorry.
Oh well. I think we got enough names. I think we're good. But there we go. We're all set for that now. You guys have heard me talk about acorns before. Not like the type out in the yard that the squirrels eat that sometimes, you know, they look kind of delicious, but they're really not. I'm talking about Acorns, the app, the financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you got is spare change. Seriously, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. You just need to stick with it. And Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. I've been using it now for many, many years, and I have very much enjoyed every minute of it. I have it round up the change when I make a credit card transaction. And then that extra change, it goes into the investment area that I want it to go into. And you can choose how risky or how conservative you want that to be. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/ghost or download the Acorns app to get started. Again, that's acorns.com/ghost or download the Acorns app and get started today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ghost. Okay, now back to the conversation. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller and hear a real ghost story. Hello, it's your turn.
We purchased our first house when I was pregnant with my son. My daughter was 2 years old. It was a lovely house. We found out later it had been transplanted from downtown in the 1950s, so I don't know exactly how old the house was. Everything went well when we moved in. I was 5 months pregnant. Shortly after my son was born, I started to hear running upstairs. Sounded like a child. I assumed it was my daughter, so I would go upstairs to put her back to bed, but she'd be sleeping. And if you know two-year-olds, you know they can't fake it. I put it off to imagination, or maybe I had misheard something. When I would go in and feed my son at night in the rocking chair in his room, sometimes he would unlatch from breastfeeding and look behind us and smile. Again, I put it off to maybe he saw Emma run by, or I didn't want to think about it. One night when I had put him down again after feeding him and I went back to my room, I always left his bedroom door and my bedroom door open so I didn't have to use the baby monitor. I heard my daughter's bedroom door open and I heard her distinctly run into our room. At the time, I wasn't thinking of ghosts. I was thinking, I need to go back to sleep. I'm tired. And I had this idea that maybe if I just hold absolutely still, that she wouldn't think I was awake and she'd go back to sleep. She didn't. She tugged on my blankets like she wanted to get my attention. And when I turned on my bedside light, no one was there. I gasped. I slapped at my husband to wake him up. And I couldn't even explain what had happened other than the fact that someone had tugged on my blankets. He was half asleep. I'm not certain that he believed me, but from that night on, I slept with my bedroom door closed and his bedroom door closed and the baby monitor on. With the baby monitor on, I would hear Emma's bedroom door open and close, footsteps down the hallway. And at this point, I was too frightened to go and check it. Sometimes I would, when I wasn't thinking or when long enough time had passed, that I would almost forget about it or think maybe I had imagined it. One time, my husband had taken both children on a bike ride. We had the baby carrier to attach to the back of the bicycle. And I was so happy to have half an hour to an hour alone in the house that I could have a shower by myself. One of the things I should tell you is that there was always this blue fuzzy blanket that would be by Emma's bedroom door. And I would always give her heck for taking it out. And I would fold it back up and put it in the hall closet. She would always stare at me kind of oddly, but she would never say anything when I would give her heck for taking it out of the closet. I went upstairs to have this alone time shower. And again, the blanket was out in the hallway. So I folded it, put it back away, had my shower, came out of my shower, and the blanket was back in the hallway with the house completely empty. Needless to say, I got dressed as quickly as humanly possible and went back downstairs. It didn't seem like much ever happened on the main floor before this point, but there was a couple of times where I was going downstairs to get maybe Tylenol for one of the children in the middle of the night, and I would walk through a mist, a child-sized mist. It happened on two occasions. It took my breath away because I could see it clearly rounding the corner and coming through me before I would get to the kitchen. On those nights, I was too frightened to turn the light back off, and I would race back upstairs. It seemed like nothing would happen until enough time had passed that I had convinced myself that maybe I was imagining it, that maybe I had made it up somehow. I only saw this child on one occasion. I was busy in the kitchen. My children's bus was there in the morning. By this time, years had passed. My son was in preschool. My daughter was in grade one. And I was busily getting something from a drawer that I needed to send to school with them. And I glanced up, and there I saw her. It was a little girl, maybe 4 years old, with a pageboy bobbed haircut, black dress with a white pinafore-style collar on it. Again, it was only for a second, but I could see it as clearly as I would have seen one of my own children standing there. My first thought was, who is that? And by the time I looked all the way up, she was gone. The most frightening thing about that experience, though, my daughter by this time was old enough to articulate what she was experiencing. As I sent her to her room to get undressed for a bath one night, as I was undressing her brother to get him into the bathtub, I told her to go in the room, and she said, I don't want to go in there. And I asked why, and she said, that blonde girl bugs me. And I said, what blonde girl? And she said, the girl with the black dress and the blonde hair. At this point, I realized that my child was being affected by this as well, and she wasn't just bothering me in the night, she was bothering my daughter as well, and it was starting to frighten my daughter shortly after we sold the house. That's my story.
Probably a good idea. Ooh, it was probably a good idea to say, yeah, time to sell the house.
No kidding. When it's affecting your kids, it's one thing if you live in the house, but if you have kids being affected by it, little kids,
mm-hmm.
And it's almost like this little ghost girl kind of was drawn to her probably because of the maternal energy she puts off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was like weird things, like she walked through a mist,
yeah,
going to get the kids something. That's really strange. And like the bed covers being pulled. But yeah, it always makes me so sad when I think of a little ghost kid. Like, what is it? You know, is it like constantly mommy, mommy, mommy? You know, it makes me sad.
Or is it really a ghost kid?
Exactly, because we've had those stories. And then they're not ghost kids at all. They're demons.
Exactly, which you should treat all children like.
Because they're all little demons.
Operates with caution and operate assuming the child is a demon until it proves themselves wrong.
I think you're probably right on that.
If they can't prove it, then they're a demon.
Sell the house.
Yeah, that's, so.
What if you were selling the house and then, like, the family that bought it's moving in with little kids and you're like, oh, shit.
Well, if it doesn't affect you, then who cares?
I'm not legally obligated in my state to tell them. Therefore, I need to get my family out of here.
I don't care that the house's carbon monoxide leaks and a family of eight is coming in here. I'm not going to, it doesn't affect me. They'll figure it out on their own once, you know, a few of them pass. But, you know, who needs eight kids anyway?
That's too many.
Too many.
Boredom.
It's on them. It's their fault. Their fault.
Oh, but that was a great, creepy ass story.
It was. I like that one. Thank you for.
I'm so glad they moved.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Yes, moving was a very good
idea. Good idea.
Yep. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at The Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. And if you want to listen with no commercials, Apple Podcasts, we got the premium channel there. You can go to patreon.com/realghoststories as well to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.